Hey there, this is Chris Gamble from Customized with another Gamble Ramble. So thank you so far to all the people that have listened to our episodes. I really appreciate the feedback we get, not just on Anchor, but on other social media platforms. It's lovely to get comments from people that have listened to our show. This week, coming to the end of another busy week for Customized, and took a little bit of time out on Tuesday evening this week to visit an event in London. We went to the launch of the Sonos Beam speaker. That event was held at the Sonos store in London, near Covent Garden, the Seven Dials shopping area in London, beautiful part of the city. And that event was organised and promoted through Facebook, and we went along as a homeowner, as a consumer, as an owner of Sonos, just to see this new speaker. So I'm sure if you've seen this pop up on your social feeds and your email, the launch of this new Sonos speaker. So Sonos Beam is a 3-in-1 product. Primarily, it is a sound bar for your TV, so you're going to get a real upgrade on your TV sound. Secondly, it is a music player. It is another Sonos speaker that you can send content from Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, play podcasts, audiobooks, listen to radio stations. And then finally, the third feature is a voice assistant. It has Amazon Echo built into it, or Alexa built in, and you can use it as a voice assistant to turn on lights, get your flash briefings, play some music, control other zones of Sonos, control other smart home devices in your home. So for us, it's a very versatile speaker, gets you that audio upgrade for your TV, which is often lacking, gives you another room speaker for multi-room music with your Sonos system, and is your voice assistant with Amazon Echo. Now, the connection to your television is different from their other soundbar, sound bass products. So they have the play bass and the play bar, and they both connect to your TV via optical audio connection. The Beam connects via an HDMI cable that comes with the product in the box. You have to connect the HDMI cable in your TV to the input on your TV that is marked as HDMI ARC, ARC. That stands for Audio Return Channel. And what that does is it automatically detects an ARC-compatible speaker, and regardless of what source you're on, whether that's your set-top box, your games console, or your smart TV apps, it will route the audio from the TV out over HDMI cable to the Sonos speaker. If your TV does not support ARC, then Sonos have thought of that and have put in a optical HDMI adapter so that you can still connect the audio, but you will lose some functionality. And we can go into that in a lot more detail, but ultimately you might lose the ability to things like turning on and off the TV and a few other features. So price on that Sonos Beam, much less a price than the Playbar and Playbase. Comes in at £399, which is £300 less than the Playbase or Playbar. Now, it is a smaller speaker. It probably doesn't go toe-to-toe on sound quality to the Playbase and Playbar, but for that £300 saving, it is still a significant audio upgrade for your TV. Now, it is suited, or it's been pitched by Sonos as the sound bar for the smaller TV, the smaller room, but I still believe that even in a larger room, it's going to be a significant upgrade on the audio of your TV. So don't discount it, even if you do have a larger screen. But at that price point, for me, it opens up the possibility to, within the same budget of the Playbar and Playbase, you could, with that £300 saving, spend that £300 and get two Sonos Play 1s for your rear speakers. So you could have a five speaker surround sound setup with the Beam being your front three speakers and the Play 1s being your two rear speakers. You could have a nice surround sound setup there for that $699 or just under $699 price tag. The speaker itself is available in white or black, like most of the other Sonos speakers. And there are a range of brackets available by some of the Sonos accessory companies that are out there. So if you did want to wall mount it, or you wanted to attach it to a wall mounted TV, you can do that. There are accessories available. So in summary, for me, it's an awesome product launch by Sonos. It's a lower price point soundbar for TVs. It's got the built-in voice assistant, which makes it so cool to control the volume of your TV. You can turn on your TV with it. And also, without your TV being on, you know, you can get music through it. You can get Amazon Echo services through that as well. There is one feature that I haven't mentioned, and I'm going to do a separate episode on that, which is the introduction of AirPlay 2 to the Sonos system. The Beam does support the AirPlay 2 function, which came with a recent upgrade. So if you've got any questions about the Sonos Beam, I'd love to hear from you. Have you bought one? What's your experience been with it so far? Are you considering one but need a little bit more information? Maybe we could help with that. So get in touch. You can call into our show. You can send us messages on all the social media platforms. If you want to send us a tech question, we'd be more than happy to answer it. Let us know how you're getting on with your Sonos system in general. We're big fans of it, and we have a lot of customers who are enjoying the Sonos wireless music experience. So thank you for listening. It's Friday evening here, and the weekend is ahead. So have a lovely weekend if you're listening to this on the Friday, and I'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.